Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, we have got the update on the golf course fight from last week. The guy who got pummeled by the NHL hockey player, he has come forward and apologized. What he had to say coming up this morning. Also, Canada is about to get skinny. Uh-oh. Remember we've been talking a bit about Ozempic and how there was going to be a day when we would see a drop in price in this super expensive weight loss drug. Well, that day is coming fast. In fact, January of 2026, apparently the cost is going to fall through the floor and everyone's getting skinny. What is happening? Why? And this is really only for Canada at this point in time. And I'll explain what is happening coming up on the show today. Also, Superman is number one. It's a bird. It's a plane. I can't see him anyway. It's too smoky. It's Superman, number one at the box office. Were you at the movies this weekend? Man, what a refreshing change this is to have something super positive. And that is, even though these movies can't hang on for more than a week or two in the top spot, the blockbusters just keep coming to the theater. So there is no shortage of great movies to go and see, Superman apparently being one of them. Lady Gaga's viral summer cocktail on TikTok. What is she drinking and why are people going crazy for it on TikTok? Well, because you get to mix and match wild and crazy beverages. And it's mac and cheese day today. Is putting ketchup on mac and cheese a crime? And how much time should you serve in prison for putting ketchup on mac and cheese? 6 months, 2 years, 25 years to life. How dare you? Out of the concerts I've been to, this was definitely in my top three. Well, that's awesome. That is fantastic. Me likewise. Gary LaVox at the Skydancer. Thanks to my friends at Skydancer Casino once again for the amazing hospitality and for treating our winners so well and for just an amazing night. I know that it's very difficult for them to control the weather, but let's face it, it was a perfect night. There was barely a breeze, and I have to tell you, people were DMing me, is it smoky down there? Is it smoky down there? It was a little bit off and on hazy as we were doing the live stream, and it was like a gust of wind would come and then gone. It was completely clear, then it'd get a little hazy, and then a gust of win. And then by showtime, seriously, it was completely clear. We had great conditions. It was absolutely fantastic. I really loved having Juliana Moore on the show and being able to talk to her about Canada's Got Talent. That was a thrill for me. Music all afternoon. Juliana is just awesome. She totally helped to make the afternoon. And there he is, Gary LaVox on stage. And man, if I told you you were at a Rascal Flatts show, that's what you would have believed. It was fantastic. The guy's voice is just goosebumps. The whole 90 minutes at the end of the show, he brought a little kid on stage to help him with Life is a Highway. And while the kid was kind of scared at first, he was very timid at first. He just totally took the microphone. He was going crazy. The crowd went nuts. And the more the crowd went nuts, this little kid, what was he, like 9 or 10 years old? He was getting right into it. It was adorable. What a great way to end the show. He did all the big Rascal Flatts hits. Yeah, it was awesome. Really, really good show. That guy in the overalls behind him, he's from Alaska. He's a banjo player, well, and a guitar player, electric. He was phenomenal. Holy cow. Just across the line. No problems for any of our winners getting across the line. It was just quick and easy and seamless. It was a lot of fun and fairly easy getting back to, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Kick back and enjoy, man. Enjoy. Our friends at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, it's Camp Day week. Wednesday is Tim Hortons Camp Day. Look for me on location at various Brandon Tim Hortons locations as we send kids to camp. Yes, it's that time of year. Hot and cold beverage sales go to support those who attend the Tim Hortons area camps. Very special children from across Canada. Camps can be expensive, and that's why this is so important. Hot and cold beverage sales, again, going to support sending kids to camp for Tim Hortons Camp Day, happening on a Wednesday. 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. A chance of $50,000? Yes, please. And you know what? You got to buy food anyway, or gas. Or maybe you're getting some hardware items, putting up a new fence, or doing some repairs at the cottage. I'm talking about Co-ops of Westman, the Find Your Summer Sweepstakes. For every $50 you spend at the co-op gas bar, food store, or home center, you get an entry to win big. $50,000 grand prize, free groceries or gas for a year, free big cool slushies for a year, tools and more. Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op. Whether it's a wheels like your camper, whether it is a new set of wheels, maybe you're looking for a new vehicle, or maybe you're looking for a boat, it still qualifies. Boat, camper, truck. It's a one-year introductory rate with the Ready, Set, Buy program, 3.99%. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Mac and Cheese Day today. And the terrible crime of ketchup on mac and cheese.
One of the most timely questions to date, and that is, mac and cheese, ketchup or no?
Yes. No.
So you sound like pretty passionate about that.
Yes.
No.
Mac and cheese, ketchup or no?
No.
Yes. Sorry.
On mac
Why?
And cheese.
For me,
exactly.
I'm celiac. My mac and cheese is gluten-free. I need to disguise it somehow. How about over here?
No, I don't like ketchup. God, no.
God, no.
No, that's disgusting.
How about pineapples on pizza?
Oh, yes. Love Hawaiian.
Ketchup belongs on mac and cheese.
No, not at all. Hot dogs, though, are really good with mac and cheese.
That's kind of like a food that my dad would say that he's into, and he also... Do you think that ketchup belongs on mac and cheese?
Not really, no.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah. I had to stop eating, like, dairy and gluten.
Hey, I'm gluten-free as well.
Nick says, Trev's idea of putting lots of wieners and lots of pepper is the right way to go. Nick is a fan. At one point, I've added peas, ground beef, and manwich sauce. Really? Manwich sauce to the mac and cheese. Ange does like it sometimes. Nancy says, I have macaroni plain, no ketchup. There we go. Chad also agrees with me. He says it's a crime to put ketchup on macaroni. Bobby says no, gross to me, but people have odd tastes. Carrie says love ketchup on mac and cheese, but not on white cheddar mac and cheese. No, you're not supposed to do that. Ketchup on mac and cheese, Carrie, you're another one that's going to get hauled off to jail. Where jails are going to be full. Ketchup belongs on grilled cheese sandwiches. Ketchup belongs on French fries, maybe, or you dip them in ketchup. It does not go on mac and cheese. It does not go on pierogies. You know what? You need butter with onions, just the way Baba intended. That's what you need on your pierogies. Anyway, happy mac and cheese day today. Do up a big bowl of mac and cheese. Schreiber Foods cooked 2,000 kilograms or 4,700 pounds of mac and cheese in Logan, Utah on July 29th, 2022. The record-breaking dish took over 3 hours and 26 minutes to make and was fed to over 2,000 people during Schreiber's 50th anniversary event.
Yep, you see that right there? That is 4,750 pounds of macaroni and cheese inside that bowl. And look at all these people behind me here enjoying it. You can see people in this line here scooping it up, ready to dive in. And yeah, you maybe think like, wow, that big bowl, maybe it doesn't taste good. It tastes delicious. And people here are excited to celebrate the 50th birthday of Schreiber's Foods.
One big bowl. I was like, holy crap, that's a lot of mac and cheese.
Pass the buckets around the back.
And one big record broken, so big that they used a forklift to dump in the milk.
Yeah, I love mac and cheese.
Schreiber's Food said they've been working on this idea for over a year.
This is our 50th year making great food products here. So
how does it not turn to mush, though? I'd be worried about cooking something that
much. 50th birthday.
As thousands of noodles get dumped into the bowl, people from all over watched.
I'm turning 13 today.
Including 13-year-old Karcher. He said he didn't want to spend his birthday anywhere else.
Really cool. Like, coming to a birthday party cool.
So Karcher's 13th birthday, Schreiber's Foods' 50th birthday. Everybody here celebrating those two big occasions here. And Cache Valley celebrating a world record broken. Can you believe that? 4,750 pounds. Pretty incredible.
What I don't notice is any porta-potties on site. Do you see any porta-potties on site? I didn't see in that report. There better be some porta-potties. If you're going to consume 4,000 pounds of mac and cheese, you better have... Scott Paper Towels as a sponsor, perhaps. Listen, before you hit the road this summer, make sure you visit my friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick Certified Service Express. Get that quick lube oil change done. Get tires inspected, AC inspected. They'll show you your filters while you wait and make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon at Auto Fashion. As the wild summer weather continues, remember Auto Fashion whenever you see hailstones. When you see a Coke can next to some hailstones, when you see a nickel or a loonie next to a hailstone, you're thinking, uh-oh, I hope they go to Auto Fashion and they get some hail damage. Remember Auto Fashion. Number one for hail damage repair, MPI SGI accredited. They also do auto detailing, so get that car all cleaned up before your summer road trip, and a laundry list of great things for your car at autofashion.ca. And for the best hamburger and hot dog buns around, if you're thinking of having some garlic toast with that mac and cheese today, why not get a garlic loaf from our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery? They go through a ton. People come from all around. Now, some fine retailers in the area carry Kuiper's Family Bakery breads and buns, so they don't have to go too far. But you know what? When you're in town, slide by the bakery to get the absolute freshest. 1411 First, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's, and taste the tradition baked into every bite. Yeah, that's some of these folks. I mean, this is kind of crazy, some of this stuff. Like, look at Sharon Osbourne looked lovely. And then it's just like, ay, ay, ay. So once the generic brand comes in January of 2026 in Canada, Canada is one of the first countries that actually is going to allow the sale of generic brand Ozempic. So January is the magic month. What is that going to mean for price? Poor Oprah. She bought Weight Watchers. It's like, yeah, you know what? Even I think I'm going to go on the Ozempic. Jessica Simpson. What the hell was she doing? Like, it's just fine. She's beautiful. And then, boom, it's like, yikes. This is going to create a whole bunch of skinny people, number one. I'm kind of excited because I said, you know, should the day come that it becomes affordable, I might even give it a try. So I got to wait till January. Everybody's asking, what does this mean for costs? Right now, you're looking at between $400 and $500 a month to be on it. That's why it's the rich and famous that are doing it. The celebrities are on the Ozempic. But because in Canada, generic brands will be allowed for sale starting in January of 2026, some prescriptions could get as low as $100 per month. Some experts are saying, depending on the competitors that enter the marketplace, if there are a lot of them, it could get as low as $50 a month. Now, if we see it drop to $50 a month, guys, I think we're going to see this. I think everyone's going to be on it. That's the problem, though. Not everyone should be on this. Skinny people should not be on the Ozempic. It turns you into Skeletor. We've got season 6 starting August the 11th. Who knows what, if there's a season 7, that could be our most interesting season of the show to date if your buddy Ty goes on the Ozempic. Could be very interesting. Might be a new journey. God, look at Tyler. Tyler once was a live streamer. He's now an underwear model. Look at me. I'm the Tyler Glenn underwear model extraordinaire. What? How is this possible? Robin says it's not fair. It's a diabetic medication. Us who are on it for diabetes are going to get shafted again as usual. I certainly hope not. And Robin is absolutely right. This whole thing got started because of diabetes. And we have the folks with diabetes to thank for these companies to come up with this. But we've said it before that even Viagra was not designed for it was designed as a heart medication. And so they were doing testing and they're saying, this stuff works. But all the people in our testing group, they're walking around with protruding extremities. There's a side effect to this heart medication. And the side effect is and they're like, wait a second. And so it's like, people who need it for their heart, get out of the way. Get out of the way. There's huge business in this. We're going to give everyone wood. Wood for you. Wood for you. We'll have more wood than the lumber yard. Wood, wood, wood for all. And as Robin alluded to, that's when you first saw celebrities going, we don't care how much this is. I do what? Inject myself and lose like 50 pounds? Where do I sign up? And people like Elon Musk were first to it to say, you look at Elon, he's just, it's Elon. What would he be like if he wasn't on the Ozempic? Because he's stabbing himself in the belly with the Ozempic. It started as a diabetes medication. They noticed weight loss was a huge side effect. Now they're noticing that people are giving up alcohol and cigarettes. This is a brain thing. This is not a laziness thing. This is not a willpower thing. Now, for some people, it could be. This is a brain thing. The I need this thing. The little switch, the little flame that's in your brain that says, you know, and for folks like myself, and I can speak for myself only. When I see a pizza with melted cheese and bacon on it, that flame burns hot in my brain. I must grab that box of pizza, head off to the nearest room, and enjoy it myself. Am I hungry? I don't care. I must have that. Now, this will shut that off. And for people who enjoy too much alcohol, who smoke cigarettes, when people are taking Ozempic and they stop gambling, you're like, whoa, something's happening here. It's something in the reward system in the brain. It shuts it off. And so if you can just shut that off, some people are moving. Some people are at the gym constantly not losing weight. I think if it drops to $50 a month, I'm sorry. That's a sign to me that I should at least entertain it, and we'll see what happens.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
There, you're going to get booted the out of here.
Yeah, no, we're fine.
Enough.
You're not
a tough guy. Hurry up. Promise you that.
Hurry up.
He's pretty tough.
Not that.
No, he's
tough.
Not.
Not that.
Not.
Tough.
He's not tough.
No, he's pretty tough.
He's not
tough.
You're not tough.
Hey, don't.
You're not tough.
Let's get going.
Get going.
Or you can play behind us all, and you can take all the time you want.
It's literally.
You're not tough.
This is golf. Man.
This is not golf.
Yeah, it's not.
Just stand there 15 minutes.
Police investigated the fight. No charges were laid. There was a lot of embarrassment. And anyway, Trevor said that, you know, the fact of the matter is that alcohol played a big part in this, and we kind of figured it did.
You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
Yep, that's me, guys. The guy that got dropped like a bucket of balls in a pond. Not my finest moment, I know. Looks real bad. Played 36 holes of golf. We drank way too much, and my mouth ran faster than my brain. All jokes aside, guys, I'd like to apologize to all the folks on the course, anyone caught up in it, and anyone who had to deal with me that day. I lost my cool, and I've learned from it. Just one of those days where you should have kept the cart on the path, you know? Stay hydrated, keep your stick on the ice, maybe stick to 18.
I thought that was good. Now, maybe a little late. You know, the whole world kind of had shared that video. That's Trevor Ogilvie apologizing after the video of him getting beat up by Nick Tarnaski went viral. Bang, 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 bang. And an update from the Canadian press. Red Deer Minor Hockey has announced his return to coach at U17 AAA North Stars for the 2025-26 season. The organization says it is still looking into the incident that happened on the golf course. While RCMP are staying out of this one, as no one came forward with complaints of assault. Epp Law Office will help you with your legal requirements. If you're buying or selling a piece of real estate, if you need some help with a will or estate, if you're looking at corporate restructuring, remember my friends at Epp Law Office. They would love to be able to help you out with all your legal needs, and they like helping out in the community when it comes to the 50-50 draw for the new roof that's needed with our friends at the Helping Hands Soup Kitchen of Brandon. Closing in on $4,000 for the 50-50 draw, they need to raise like $250,000 for a new roof, and this is one of the fundraisers that they've got going on. This draw will happen at the end of the month, so we've got like 2 weeks left in this contest. Epp Law Office in Brandon, proud to be part of the community, helping out, helping hands, and again, you'll find them on 18th Street across from the RBC. It ends on Wednesday, the Boxing Week sale.
sale.
One of the biggest days on the sale calendar is Boxing Day. They had a Boxing Week sale at Leon's where you can save 50% off living room furniture, up to 50% off clearance mattresses, beds, and select sofa beds. And as always with Leon's, you don't really need any cash to get out of there with some furniture. Don't pay till 2027 with 0% interest and no monthly payments, plus free local delivery in the West End. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. Of course, an EV means lower fuel costs. It's lower maintenance, tax incentives, skipping the gas pumps. They have got all the answers to any questions you might have. They put you in charge at Westman's number one EV dealership. That's Murray GM in Brandon. Number one at the box office this past weekend. And Quentin said it was absolutely phenomenal. Superman.
Up, up, and away. The new Superman movie soaring to the top. Flying to a possible record debut at the box office, expected to bring in up to $120 million.
Eyes up here.
David Cornsweet starring as Superman himself, and in a nod to the original red cape superhero, Christopher Reeve.
Hey, Jim! Boom!
Excuse me.
That's a bad...
own Will Reeve taking the silver screen in this latest reboot.
The Justice Gang has arrived on
Christopher Reeve's
wildly entertaining Superman movie that balances the new with the familiar.
And it's a great start overall at the summer box office with multiple movies smashing records. F1 starring Brad Pitt racing ahead, coming out on top its debut weekend, getting its boost from IMAX, which is on track to see its best year ever. Also showing blockbuster hits like Sinners.
You twins?
Nah, we cousins.
And Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
IMAX, other formats like Dolby, D-Box, 4DX, Luma 4D. They're really pushing the conversation to having a premium experience for moviegoers. Yes, at a higher price point, but we've seen audiences really embrace that for the experience.
This little guy also making his mark. Lilo and Stitch already becoming the highest grossing film of the year, earning nearly $1 billion. Jurassic World Rebirth with Scarlett Johansson also in the lead, earning more than $300 million in just 10 days.
I just got back from watching Jurassic World Rebirth and wow!
What it comes down to is the right movie at the right time. This is an industry that renews itself, that revitalizes itself every Friday. So every Friday you have an opportunity to offer audiences something new.
But is it something new? You know, that's the question, because Lilo and Stitch is not new. Jurassic Park is not new. Superman is not new. Now, there are new twists on a classic story, but I think, you know, one of the things that I like to watch out for is something original, something amazing. Like, once upon a time, Steven Spielberg had the story of a UFO coming to the planet and a little alien visiting with a boy named Elliot. And it was completely original at its time. There's no, it's not built as a sequel onto anything. And I mean, and Smurfs movies coming up. So it's awesome to see the old stuff come back. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to poo-poo on the parade. I'm glad to see people are back in theaters. But it would be nice to have a surprise now and again. F1 looks to me like the racing version of Fast and Furious. Again, something I think Hollywood is scared to put out any new ideas. So I'm curious. I am curious and waiting for something new and exciting and something that kind of breaks the mold. That would be fun. But in the meantime, we've got lots of fantasy movies like Lilo and Stitch and Superman and more superhero movies to come. And you know what? I'm there for the popcorn anyway. Again, oil butter product, whatever it's called. Lady Gaga has got a summer cocktail that is taking TikTok by storm because TikTok likes to mix things up, do crazy and wild things. No one's going to get in trouble for this one. It should be fairly benign. Eye in a Vanity Fair YouTube video entitled Lady Gaga Takes a Lie Detector Test. The pop star revealed that she likes to drink a special refreshing cocktail that is a mixture of red wine, Coca-Cola, and some maraschino cherries.
Order red wine at the bar.
With maraschino cherries and Diet Coke.
All right, Lady Gaga, let's see what it's all about. Red wine, particularly Spanish red wine and cola, is known as a calimocho. So this is a version of that, I believe. I don't really know what to say. Is it Coke or is it red wine? You can't really tell. The two together, like, kind of cancel each other out. They're both very subtle. I don't know that I would order it, but I'll probably finish this glass.
Red wine? In this case, she uses Diet Coke. I guess I've certainly seen people have white wine with Sprite, and it's got a name, the Calimoto. The Calimoto. Coca-Cola, red wine, maraschino cherries. MJ says, yuck. And those that have tried it, to summarize that TikToker, they cancel each other out. It's just a, since he says, I tried, but Lady Gaga looks like a ghost. Maybe she's one of the folks on the Ozempic. On TikTok are certainly enjoying that, enjoying trying to make it. But if you're looking for something even more healthy, like your powdered proteins in an assortment of varieties, New Zealand Whey. Cows from New Zealand. Apparently, the New Zealand Whey is the best in the business for whey protein. And they've got a Canadian company is producing this product, and it's available at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue. If you're looking for high protein, you want protein powders, protein supplements, you want protein foods, or a potato chip style product that is like filled with protein, they've got them there for you. They've got the deep fried broad bean snacks, which are awesome. Herbs, local products, vitamins, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free, and more. You'll find it at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Marie GM. Go and pay them a visit. Delightful snacks there. You want some ribs for $20, a $20 rack of ribs at the Elkhorn. It's on Wednesdays. It's huge. One of the best food deals you'll find in Western Manitoba. But there is a catch. You have to call, reserve your table, tell them how many are coming. This way they can prepare the food, okay? It's Wednesdays at the Tiki Bar at the Elkhorn Resort, Carso Nordic Spa. $20 for a full rack of ribs. You will be stuffed because there's sides that come with that too. For $20, just call in advance. And they happen Wednesdays throughout the month of July and August. The Hawaiian Luau is coming up at the end of August. Make sure you get your tickets for that. And of course, all kinds of entertainment for every member of the family happening throughout the summer at elkhornresort.mb.ca. And lastly, thanks again to our friends at Skydancer Casino for your amazing hospitality, the Gary LaVox Show. It was so much fun. The next up is Lil Jon. Lil Jon is coming to the Skydancer Casino, and he will be coming August the 9th. Now, we are on break at that time, so unfortunately we won't be at that show, but you'll still have a chance to win tickets to see Lil Jon if you or somebody who want to see the rapper in concert. It's another outdoor show on August the 9th at the Skydancer Casino and Resort. Tracy Byrd country concert for November. We will be live streaming from there again. SkydancerCasino.com. Lots of people had questions on the live stream about the property, what they offer, all kinds of stuff that they do over there. Just go to the website, SkydancerCasino.com. You can get more information on happenings at the Skydancer. It's a lot of fun, and we had a lot of folks from Manitoba join us on the weekend, and so looking forward to it again on the 9th and in November as well. Just 90 miles south of Brandon in Belcourt, just across the line. Just make sure you got your passport. That's it. Enjoy the day. Could be a little bit rainy, so have some fun whichever way you can, and get some good food in you, and we will reconvene for more food, fun places, and mayhem tomorrow on the show, okay? It is at this point in time we have to say farewell. Our beach chairs are always waiting for you. Thank you, Sunseekers. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.